I'm Fabiana Chaparro with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Two prominent lawyers, Dick DeGuerin and Rusty Hardin, will serve as lead prosecutors for the Texas House in the Senate impeachment trial of suspended Attorney General Ken Paxton. The two Houston-based defense attorneys have separately represented high-profile athletes, celebrities, and politicians in criminal and civil litigations. DeGuerin defended former U.S. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay against charges in 2002 that stated he illegally funneled corporate donations to members of the Texas legislature. DeLay was found guilty, but his conviction was overturned on appeal. DeGuerin also successfully defended former U.S. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson from misconduct charges. Meanwhile, Hardin has represented a long list of celebrities, star athletes, and businesses. Hardin is on a short list of attorneys named Texas Legal Legends by the litigation section of the State Bar of Texas. And before opening a private practice 2 decades ago, he served 15 years as a prosecutor in the Harris County District Attorney's Office. At a brief news conference on Thursday, Hardin and DeGuerin said it was an honor to represent the House in Paxton's trial, which has not been scheduled but will occur before August 28, according to a resolution recently adopted by the Senate. The two said their job was to be transparent as they lay out all of the allegations against Paxton, so senators, who will sit as a jury, as well as members of the public, can decide for themselves if Paxton deserves to be permanently removed from office. A months-long standoff between Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and House Speaker Dade Phelan has dramatically intensified within the last week. Tensions over how the state will dole out $12.3 billion in new tax cuts have reached higher levels, as Governor Greg Abbott sides with Phelan. Although Texas has a reputation as a low-tax state, according to the Conservative Tax Foundation, Texans' property tax bills are the sixth highest in the country. Right now, GOP lawmakers at the state capitol are divided over who should benefit the most from these tax cuts, homeowners or businesses. Led by Phelan and backed by Abbott, the Texas House is looking at a more business-friendly plan to send all $12.3 billion to school districts. This would allow them to lower their tax rates. That would spread out tax relief across homeowners and business owners, all of whom pay property taxes. The plan passed unanimously out of the Texas House on Tuesday and gathered the backing of business groups including the Texas Association of Business and the Texas Oil and Gas Association. On the Senate side, Patrick has argued that homeowners need more substantial relief. He and Senate Republicans have thrown their weight behind a $12.1 billion proposal that, like the House's, puts money toward lowering school property taxes for everyone. This includes businesses. But the Senate uses some of the money to pay for a bump in the state's homestead exemption. This would lower the amount of a home's value that can be taxed to pay for public schools. Now, that exemption is worth $40,000. Patrick wants to boost it to $100,000. The Senate plan was dead on arrival in the House. Phelan refused to bring it up on Tuesday. He argued that the Senate proposal did not stick to what Abbott insisted on, which was to provide tax cuts solely through compression. Instead, the House passed a compression-only plan that Abbott endorsed. They then adjourned, which forces the Senate to either pass the House plan or face the blame for the legislature's second failure to deliver property tax relief this year. Some lawmakers began this legislative session with optimism that they tackle some of the biggest issues regarding public schools, such as teacher shortages and school funding. With a historic $32.7 billion budget surplus on hand, this seemed like a possibility. However, clashing political ideologies, a fight over school vouchers, and arguments between the Texas Senate and House derailed bills that could have injected billions of dollars into public schools. Now, teachers are the only state employees who won't receive raises this session. Most notably, House Bill 100 died Saturday after Senate Republicans added school vouchers into the proposal. This was a measure that the House opposed. HB 100 would have given teachers modest raises and helped ease the financial strains schools face from the pandemic and inflation. It remains to be seen if anything different can be accomplished in a special session. However, other public education bills were passed. This includes a sweeping school safety bill that would place armed guards at every campus, cost of living adjustments for retired teachers, bans on sexually explicit books in libraries, and curriculum reforms aimed at reducing teacher workload and increasing test scores. The proposals are now headed to Abbott's desk. Check for updates to any of these stories at texastribune.org and follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Fabiana Chaparro with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by BNSF's capital investments play a key role in operating a safe and reliable network. This year, BNSF will invest nearly $4 billion into our railroads. Learn more at bnsf.com.